Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're giving you the shortcut guide to something every homeowner really needs to understand, the professional termite inspection. Our mission is to just strip away the mystery. I mean, these are essential for protecting your investment, and they're often required for real estate deals.
And it's so much more than a quick visual check, a professional inspection. A whole different level from a standard home inspection.
Right.
It's a systematic assessment, usually takes about an hour, but that really depends on the property size. You know, if there's deck, sheds, fences.
Okay, let's unpack that. Before an inspector even shows up, what can you, the homeowner, do to make sure the inspection is as thorough as possible?
Access. It's all about unobstructed access.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure we can get into the attic, the garage, any crawl spaces. And two things people always miss.
Okay.
One, clear out everything from under the sinks, kitchen, bathrooms. Those plumbing pipes are major entry points.
Makes sense. And number two?
The garage. You need to move things away from the walls and especially the expansion joints.
The little cracks in the concrete.
Exactly. Those are perfect hidden highways for termites.
So once the space is clear, you can start the actual workflow. And it's not just a casual lap around the house, is it?
Oh, not at all. We operate on a really precise system. We start outside, scanning siding, eaves, the soil line, looking for those mud tubes or even paint that looks a little blistered.
Blistered paint. That's a subtle one.
It is. Then we get to the foundation. We're probing cracks, checking any foam board insulation, all the plumbing entries, anywhere they can build galleries in secret.
And you're not just relying on your eyes, which might be too late.
Mm-hmm.
What are the key tools you're using?
Well, the moisture meter is huge. That always surprises people.
Right, because termites need water.
Exactly. So we use the meter to find suspicious damp zones behind walls. If that pings, we bring out the blunt probe.
And what does that tell you?
A solid piece of wood won't budge. But if you get this sharp, sudden give, that's the telltale sign of internal tunneling. We also check the yard for, you know, what we call termite on-ramps, like a wood pile stacked right against the house.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. What are those specific dead giveaway signs of an active infestation?
The two types of termites, drywood and subterranean, they leave different calling cards. For drywood, you're looking for warped wood surfaces. If you tap it, it'll sound hollow. And then there's frass.
Frass, that's the droppings, right?
Yeah, they're droppings. It looks like little piles of sawdust, and you'll find it near tiny kick-out holes where they push it out.
And for the subterranean kind.
Those are the ones that leave the mud tubes. They can be pencil thin or, you know, pretty bulky, and they're often hidden behind shrubs or even your washing machine.
What about wings? I've heard about finding wings.
That's a huge sign. After they swarm, the reproductive termites drop their wings. So if you see tiny clear wings on a windowsill or in a spider web, that's a red flag.
This all leads to the big question, the why it matters. I mean, the numbers are staggering. Americans spend about $5 billion a year on this.
It's enormous. We're talking 600,000 U.S. homes damaged every year. And here's the real financial sting.
Uh-oh.
Homeowners insurance. It almost never covers termite damage.
Oh, seriously, why not?
They see it as a maintenance issue, something that could have been prevented. It's not a sudden disaster like a fire, so the cost falls directly on you.
So after this whole process, you get a detailed final report, right? With photos, risk ratings, and hopefully a clean bill of health.
Absolutely. And even if you do get the all clear, there are things you should do right away.
Okay, what are they?
Make sure your gutters are clean and your downspouts drain water several feet away from the foundation. That's critical.
Keep the foundation dry.
Got it. And keep wood mulch at least 6 inches away from the house.
Uh-huh.
If you have firewood, stack it at least 6 feet away. You just want to break that connection.
Termites could be chewing away for a long time before you ever see them. And knowing $5 billion is spent every year, we want to leave you with this final thought. What single overlooked moisture issue in your home, that leaky pipe, that one clogged gutter, is right now acting as a silent welcome sign for the next infestation.